case number 8. Jerry is 22. He's a writer. Forget what he writes, but anyway, he's a writer. And he works at home. And he shares a flat with a friend who is an actor. And both of them, Jerry and his actor friend, are interested in Buddhism. And they're both quite seriously concerned with self-development, the higher evolution, and so on. Now, Jerry, it so happens, like other young men nowadays, has got two girlfriends. And it so happens he's equally fond of them both. If he was asked to choose between them, well, he just couldn't say which one he preferred to keep. He's equally fond of the pair of them. Until recently, they didn't know of each other's existence. He used to see them separately. Now, not so very long ago, Jerry's flatmate, the actor, decided that he'd go and live and work in New York. And it also so happens that Jerry doesn't want to give up the flat in which they've both been living because he's very happy and comfortable there. So he thought it would be rather a good idea if both the girlfriends came and lived with him and all three of them could be happy together. And he thought that this would work out all the better inasmuch as both the girls are quite interested in Buddhism. One of them, in fact, meditates. However, when he put it to them, they both reacted rather negatively. To begin with, each was rather upset, to put it mildly, that he had a relationship at all with somebody else. Each was quite willing to move in with Jerry, but not if the other girl moved in too. Each made it clear that she wanted to have Jerry all to herself. Now, Jerry, back in his flat and talking things over with his actor friend, said he was rather surprised at all the fuss. Now, perhaps Jerry was being rather naive, but he definitely feels that both girls are just being possessive. He's not sure what to do. He's not sure whether to choose between them, whether to give both of them up, or whether to invite another male friend to share the flat and try to return to the status quo ante with the girls. And as he thinks it all over, he reflects rather sadly how much easier personal relationships would be if only people were a bit more reasonable.